Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
Hell yeah.
You've got a little bit of a headache going into this, aren't you, Mason?
How dare you, James? How dare you?
Should I not bring that up?
How dare you reveal to the viewers? Listeners, oh no, this hasn't started out well at all. No, I'm doing great. I'm doing very well, thank you. I've had a lot of over-the-counter medication.
Exactly.
Don't even worry about it.
We're going to power on through it. And you're not the only one feeling out of sorts, because apparently Comic-Con's on, like, right now. You heard anything about it?
Nope, not a single thing.
Not really getting anything. It's like, I just Googled it, and it's like, here's the best Comic-Con collectibles. And
currently in Melbourne, if you just go on Twitter, it's just all about just a man who punched a horse.
There's a man in Melbourne.
Punched a police horse.
It's really weird that he went for the horse. Don't you
and
think?
Not the man or
yeah,
the
I
woman.
Just think it's strange. Why would you hit the horse? I mean, you shouldn't really be hitting anybody, but why the horse?
I reckon it's probably a guy who's like wants horse-based revenge, I think, for something that happened in his past.
Okay. A horse punched him.
Because this is due to some sort of ongoing protests that are happening in Melbourne. Yeah, and it's a particular type.
Well, it's actually worldwide.
Yeah, well, that's apparently. True.
At the moment, it's like an organised event.
It's a particular type of protest that I maintain just brings out a bunch of weirdos.
Yeah, sure.
Because there's like fire twirlers and anybody who's like, I would like some attention, please. And I think that does include someone who wants to get on the news for punching
someone
a horse.
Someone who would punch a horse straight up.
Yeah, that's right.
Interesting stuff.
This is for you, Dad. Love you, Dad.
So
the horse punched his dad.
Yeah, I'd imagine Mm-hmm. This is this week we're going to do it. We've got a bunch of news though, and we were going to do Snake Eyes as well.
Yeah,
but a couple of things. We're in lockdown still. They extended it till Tuesday.
Sure, yeah.
Second thing, apparently it's not great.
Yeah. The best I've heard is mixed things.
Yeah. So you know, I think that's okay.
I've heard numerous people say, look, it was dumb, but I liked it.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, maybe the most you can hope for a G.I. Joe Origins film.
Yeah, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just Origins, man. They're not ever great, are they, really? Occasionally they are, but not really.
I was going to say, like, really accusatorily, name one. And then I'm like, oh, name one origin story that isn't good. All of them. There we go.
I mean, look, there are examples.
Sure.
And people will tell us.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're doing it right
people
now.
Will tell. You won't be able to tell me because you've got a splitting headache and I can't think of one.
No.
So that's it.
We're both firing on all cylinders. We're doing our A game.
Speaking of A game, Big Sandwich this week, which is our little subscription service thing. A new bonus thing goes up whenever this goes up, the new
That's
episode.
Right.
And it's on. And we did a year in pop culture and we covered the year.
1969.
So check it out. There's a bunch of stuff that
and
happened
if
there.
That's not enough, James.
It isn't.
And or you just would like to listen to something that's free.
Mm-hmm.
This week I was also on, as mentioned last week, I was on Dave Warnocky's podcast, Book Cheat.
With
Beck Petratus, and we, Dave Warnocky told us all about the play this time, William Shakespeare's Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh my God.
Had a grand time, it was really good. And
which movie of that have you seen?
None, but I saw it in the park once.
I also saw it in the park once.
The Royal Botanic Gardens?
Yeah, that one, yeah. Huh. I saw that.
Like a million years ago?
Yeah, like a million years ago.
We might have both been there at the same time.
I hope we weren't. But anyway, go on.
And I was also on Sans Pants, flagship podcast, Plumbing the Death Star.
That's right.
Where we pondered the question, what if Batman was not in fact afraid of bats?
Mm-hmm.
He was afraid of something else. Heights, Santa.
Did you cover bats?
Roller coasters, no.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And if you're wondering if it was just a nightmare for the people of Gotham City every time, it is, it turns out.
So whatever he
just falls ruination,
prey to, yeah. Yeah. That's great. Hmm. So this week, though, in lieu of Snake Eyes, the snakiest eyes.
That's right.
A movie that I guess we'll probably never see now, really.
I'll probably see it.
I don't think I'll see it.
James, you might think, you might be watching the trailer for Snake Eyes and you're like, this hold no interest for me. But then he pushes the button on the side of his helmet and the visor goes voot, 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 and you're like, I'm back in.
I like your Snake Eyes.
Right? Because they couldn't not do that. In the era of, you know,
Iron Man
and et cetera. Yeah. You can't have a helmet that you put on manually like an absolute goof.
What are we even talking about then? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does it slide out of the gap, like the gap where his eyes are, or does he put on a little headband and it clicks down?
No, it goes like...
It goes across and then down?
It goes across.
Wow.
Yeah, like 1, 2, 3 across.
That's like a snake.
You ever seen a Venetian blind do that?
I've never seen anything.
Right.
So,
wow.
Including the movie Snake Eyes. But you are going to attempt to talk us through G.I. Joe.
The origin of G.I. Joe.
Up to the modern day?
Probably up to the point that I stopped purchasing and playing with G.I. Joes, which I would guess would be the early 90s, maybe.
Right, terrific. Excellent. Yeah. But also we've got news, and there's time codes below if you're doing a jump around. I want to talk about Dwayne Johnson's future in the Fast and Furious franchise, Netflix and gaming. We've got some news on The Last of Us, a bunch of stuff about Marvel and DC. Trailers ahoy. We've got Dune and Jackass. That's right. And a bunch of other
and
stuff
the last,
going on.
The Last Duel.
Oh, The Last Duel, of course. Mm-hmm. Casting for Batgirl in an upcoming series or movie. I can't remember. I should have written that down. And also Michael B. Jordan, what he plans to do with Superman.
Yes, but that's maybe not the Superman you're thinking of.
Exactly, Mason.
Unless you're thinking of the Superman Val Zod, in which case, exactly that's the Superman you're thinking of. You've done it.
You've done it.
You've just spontaneously come up with some nonsense syllables in your head. Like, what if Superman's name was Val Zod?
You did it.
Nailed it, man.
You figured it out. You can go.
You can go. That's right, yeah. You can go home early. We're ringing the bell just for you. Off you go. Get an ice cream on the way home.
So, on you.
Do some graffiti on the way home.
Yeah, why not? So the Hollywood Reporter spoke to Dwayne Johnson.
Some gelato
Johnson.
And some graffiti. Oh,
very
the
good.
The two most Italian pastimes.
So the Hollywood Reporter spoke to Dwayne Johnson, and he said in regards to the Fast and Furious franchise, I wish them well on Fast 9.
Did he
Yeah, yes.
Really?
He wouldn't have ummed.
I was going to say, Dwayne Johnson doesn't seem like the kind
pause.
Of man who would... Yeah, he would pause. Yeah. And he would maybe lean in.
Yeah.
People are like, what's this guy going to say? This guy's got a huge presence.
And he's big also.
So he's big, just... but he's handed me this huge present.
So, and I wish them the best of luck on Fast 10 and Fast 11 and the rest of the Fast and Furious movies they do that will be without me. He's out.
Does that mean, though, the end to Hobbs and Shaw?
I would say yes.
Or James.
Or?
Is it the Hollywood egos like, but Hobbs and Shaw's actually my own thing. So I reckon if they were like, listen, we will remove Fast and Furious Presents from the top of Hobbs and Shaw, and it's just Hobbs and Shaw 2, I reckon he'd still do it.
It's got a message from you that says, nice.
Oh, because you sent me the photo of the man punching the horse. It's meant to be an ironic nice. I don't really think that a man.
No, it looks like it's a nice and a big smiley face.
No!
It says, nice, that was me, it says.
Oh, no!
But I think what he smells here, which is something
his
he
own
does,
cooking.
Yeah, is that the Fast and Furious may be a sinking ship.
Really? I mean, it's soon to be over. I mean, you know, how much...
Yeah, or revamped into something else.
Do you think so?
Yeah, after 9 and 10 or whatever they're doing, 10 and 11.
Do you think they'll revamp? I guess it's an endless money train.
Step into a new...
dimension.
You know, like Marvel finished at Endgame or whatever, and then they're trying different stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's what they're going for.
Multiverse of motor cars.
Multiverse and dinosaurs.
Yeah, Cadillacs and dinosaurs.
Yeah, I do. And also, it clearly doesn't get along with The Rock. I mean, Vin Diesel. And speaking of...
No, I think you were right the first time. I think The Rock doesn't get along with The Rock.
I think he would.
Yeah, I reckon he would.
I think they'd probably do a lot of firm handshakes.
Yeah, I reckon he talks to himself a lot in the full-length mirrors at the gym.
And one of the personalities is whoever he plays in Ballers.
He was going to be Ballers, yeah.
A show I haven't seen.
No, I also haven't seen it.
Yeah.
How does he have time to be in 10 movies a year and also this show that's been going for a million years?
Yeah, it's been like 5 seasons or whatever.
Is he a recurring character?
No, he's the lead.
He's the lead, okay. Yeah. And he's in the Young Rock, probably.
He narrates and he's in some of the Young Rock, which is apparently not a bad show.
Okay.
Isn't Ballers just like Entourage, but I'm giant?
No one knows.
I don't know anybody who watches it.
What actually happens is the producers of Ballers, they hire people to approach The Rock and tell him how much they love the TV series Ballers, but nobody's actually watched Ballers.
The show? Like they film it reality style?
That's also what it is.
I love Ballers.
Yeah.
Thanks.
He goes into a studio every week and he films a scene for the TV series Ballers, but it's never released because it's not real.
Yep.
And then fans come up to him and they're like, love boilers, man.
So they have to pay people to go up and talk to The Rock.
Yep.
All right, then.
That's what I think.
That's what you think.
Maybe it's the pain medication talking, don't I?
It very well be, maybe. So just to...
Also, side note, shout-outs to our friend Christopher Small, who does the Weekly Planet posters, has made a midlife crisis T-shirt.
I bought one.
Yeah.
I haven't bought one yet, and I bought this one.
Yeah, right.
So I'm very excited to get that.
What colors you get?
Black.
Yeah, nice.
What'd you get?
Gray.
Interesting.
Ooh.
Yeah. We might be going on Gamey Game at some point.
When lockdown is not happening. It was going to be this week.
Yeah. If we go together, we should wear them.
Yes.
And
then explain it.
We won't explain it.
Not explain it.
We'll sit back to back.
Are you nice? Yeah.
And we'll get real aggressive if anybody asks. Yeah.
And just shut down. Not contribute to the episode at all.
So just to catch everyone up, the Vin Diesel Rock feud that went down when they filmed some of those movies together.
Yes.
And Vin Diesel explained it recently by saying he wanted to get a good performance out of The Rock and it was about tough love and making like a, getting a certain kind of, what was the word he used? Fellini-esque.
It was Fellini-esque, yeah.
I nearly said finiscue again or whatever I said last time because my brain doesn't work properly.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so The Rock had this.
I want him to be a real Marcello Mastroianni, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
So in response to that, this is what The Rock said. I laughed and I laughed hard. I think everyone had a laugh at that and I'll leave it at that.
All these fans that love Ballers that were surrounding me, they laughed and laughed.
And that I've wished them well. So, yeah, I don't think he thinks that is – I mean, he thought that was as funny as everybody else did.
Yeah.
Because it was a dumb thing to say.
Wild.
Let's talk about Netflix and gaming, Mason.
They recently announced that and we were like, how are they going to do that? How are they going to do that?
So apparently it's going to be free in terms of – it's not free. You have to have Netflix. Everybody. It's bundled in with what you have and they're going to initially start with mobile services.
Okay, so if you've got a phone, you've got a
gym
snake.
Yeah, you got a snake.
That's right.
So yeah, I think that's would be a good jumping off point. Mobile games, they're doing it.
Okay,
aren't they?
Sure. All right.
I don't have any, or I do. I think I've got Cannabolt on my phone.
Oh, the running, the endless running game.
God damn, that's a good game.
It's been around for 100 years.
Yeah, I'm old.
People used to do it on an abacus.
Did they?
Snap, 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 snap.
Didn't make any sense. They were just counting. Doesn't make any sense.
No, they're running away. They're running through a city or something.
Yeah. Did you play that game?
Yes.
Sick as. They also had a good Mirror's Edge side scrolling.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a bunch of good stuff. There's good mobile games, isn't there?
I mean, maybe.
Now they just, like I've talked about it before, choked with microtransactions, and I just don't even go into the store. Just not interested. Anyways, Mason.
The mobile game store.
Yes.
In your local mall.
Yes, the mobile game store. Well, it's on a truck. It's on the back of a truck.
Oh, yeah, of course it is, yes.
Wait. I always just miss them.
Yeah, right.
They always just keep the engine running in case they see somebody coming.
They play the traditional mobile game store.
Flappy Bird.
Yeah.
The Flappy Bird
music. That's when you know it's in your neighborhood.
That's right. So in relation to The Last of Us, apparently each episode is going to exceed 8 figures, which I had to punch out.
$10 million?
That's right. Well done. Even with a headache, you can do it. So probably more than $10 million.
I nearly said $10 billion, and I'm like, that's too much
money.
Seems
too much, doesn't it?
Too much money. Not a good return on investment, I think.
I think it's – no. Well, that's the thing. I just wanted to ask you, And the listeners, I guess.
That's right.
What's the roof on this? What's the return you're hoping for on something like this?
Yeah.
You know? Surely, I mean, obviously there's a point where this isn't profitable, but God damn, like, what is the return?
How many episodes
where are you
are
making
gonna do,
your
I
money?
Wonder?
I think it's 8 to 10 or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, so maybe, potentially, so minimum $80 million, maybe more.
Plus marketing.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever.
I guess, you
it's
know.
It's not DVD. It's sign-ups, I guess.
Well, I reckon maybe this is an exception to the rule just because it's they want to get gamers in.
Oh.
It's a you know, because game, you know those gamers.
I know.
They love to play games, but also they love spending money on games. But also,
They hate
The Last of Us 2.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just a case of like that gaming market is huge.
Yeah.
And they're like, we will make a sort of Hail Mary pass of them. We'll spend $10 million an episode.
Yes.
Just to see if this works.
Yeah. Yeah, you might be right.
And it might set a bar for every series going forward, whether it's gaming related or not. But
well, I think it's also one of those things where HBO has like a flagship or a couple of flagships and everything else is like cheaper. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's like
premium.
Like Game of Thrones was that. Speaking of, did you hear Westworld was delayed? Has been
new season of Westworld.
Well, they're like, we can't really do it at the moment because of the pandemic.
Mm.
So in honor of that, I'm going keep saying Westworld in the What We're Reading segment of the show.
Go on.
Until Westworld comes back.
And then what'll you do?
Don't know. Maybe I'll just keep doing it.
Huh.
But just let everybody know that put that date in your mind for episode 1, season 4 of Westworld, whenever that comes out.
Okay.
Keep it just locked away in the back of your mind, all right?
Push something else out.
Yeah.
Push out an important birth date or something and just remember this insane thing that James is doing.
I just think it's one of those things where people who hate that need a little bit of hope. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Something
to
look forward to in this drab, horrible world that we live in.
And then you'll dash that hope.
I'll dash it. Or I won't. We'll see.
I don't know.
Anyways, let's talk Marvel news, Mason.
Please.
So did you know that Michaela Cole from I Will Destroy You, a show I have not seen.
People say it's great.
Claire watched it recently and loved it, and she talked about it on Suggestible, which is my less successful podcast I do with her. But then whenever one of us watches a thing, then the other person's like, well, I can't watch that because now I can't talk about it because you've already talked about it. You know what I mean? So that's why I haven't watched it. It's just wasted content.
I understand.
I'm watching something for no reason.
So this is tearing your whole family apart. Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. Anyway, she's...
You forbid your children from... If you've watched the trailer for like the new Transformers animated series, you're like, son, no.
Stay away from
Absolutely
that.
Absolutely not. No, you're off limits.
Did you see Beast Wars are coming to new Transformers series?
I was aware of that.
Yeah, there you go.
Not the movie, the animated one.
Yes.
Mm. Anyway, people are saying if she's in Black Panther... Did I say she's in Black Panther?
No, but you have
She's in now. Black Panther. People are like, well... An obvious one is like the Dora Milaje. But I feel like they've been filled already, or the major ones.
Yeah, right.
And others have mentioned, and I think this would be awesome, what if it was Storm?
Oh.
And she's not from Wakanda.
No, that's
but
true.
But she's had ties to Wakanda. I think she married
Black married.
Panther at one point. Or
yeah, that's true.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know how they're going to handle any of that. But wouldn't that be interesting to just drop some X-Men in other movies before an X-Men movie?
Which apparently, allegedly, some are claiming that they've done.
Mm.
The guy in...
we did a video on it.
We did. The guy in Black Widow has claimed that he is Ursa Major, the mutant that turns into a bear.
That's right.
Even though that would have probably come in handy in that prison. Mm. He was getting his arm broken.
Yeah.
Turned into a bear.
Maybe all the guards turn into bigger bears. That's why he doesn't do it.
Maybe, yeah.
Mm. There's always a bigger bear. So also Winston Duke.
We got to get a bigger bear. Remember yours?
Yeah.
We
need a bigger bear to kill this shark.
Right? We keep chucking bears in the water. It's not doing anything.
So Winston Duke also confirmed, though, I thought this was, that M'Baku is back. So there you go.
M'Baku is M'Baku.
M'Baku, exactly. This was via Variety.
M'Baku is M'Baku in this franchise.
Handsome man. Variety's reported that Victoria Alonso, a Marvel executive, she said that they're going to launch their own in-house animation branch and mini studio.
Oh.
Which is interesting. So, I mean, they're already doing animated stuff. I don't know whether they outsourced that What If stuff. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. That's not up to me to decide or to look into, all right?
Even if it were up to you to decide, you've missed the mark.
It's already finished.
Significant margin by years, I think.
We
had to make a decision without you, James.
Maybe I've got like an unread email in my inbox.
Maybe, yeah.
Anyway, so that's not surprising. And off the back of that...
They called you, but it was an unknown number, so you didn't pick it up.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
Deadline are reporting that Bassam Tariq, he previously directed Mogul Mowgli, which is apparently an incredible movie.
Mowgli.
Yes.
Is that like The Boss Baby?
Must be. It stars.
He's back from the jungle. He's in finance now.
What's his name? That dude. He played the pilot in Rogue One. He's in The Sound of I'm Going Deaf, but and I just want to drum. That one.
Don't know.
What's that movie called?
Don't know.
Riz Ahmed.
Ah.
It stars him. Apparently it's amazing because I looked up this director. I'm like, I've never heard of this guy. Anyway, he's directing the next Blade movie.
Oh.
So yeah, that's exciting. Seems like a good get. Or they get a director who's done an indie movie and then they could like make him do whatever
they want. Yeah.
He comes in and they go, we already actually filmed this.
Pretty much made the movie. Yeah.
So there you go.
Can you make some of these actors be better at standing on the X and shouting lines about closing a portal or whatever? Or obtaining an orb?
Or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. We don't care. We'll fix it in post. We don't care about you.
Exactly.
Just do what we want. What we need you to do is we need you to say you had a great time making this movie. And then
dream come true, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, and then we need you to answer questions about the movie and the continuity and the universe for the rest of your life. Because if we don't have you, they'll ask us.
Yeah.
And we don't want to know about it.
We need a full guy.
We need a full guy.
A front man. Let's say front man.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
You're a star. anyway, that's movies. But I just, off the back of that, I wanted to mention that David Goyer's been doing the rounds this week. Wrote some of the Dark Knight movies, Batman.
He's David S. Goyer?
Yeah, that guy.
Is there more than one David Goyer? There must be.
I'm sure there would be.
Because if there's a David S. Goyer, that means David
just
regular
Goyer. Just grab that phone book behind you. We'll have a flick through it. We'll ring around.
All right.
Anyway, so he just...
Hey, David Goyer, two questions. One, are you the only David Goyer? And secondly, is your refrigerator running currently David Goyer?
Oh, good stuff.
It is. Well, how could thought the autopilot wasn't working at the end of Dark Knight Rises, but
how did Batman get back in the city?
How did Batman get back into the city when he was in the middle of nowhere and out in that pit? Better go catch him then. Click.
Oh, you're a different David Goyer?
Oh, then you wouldn't know. I mean, take a guess, I guess. You've seen that movie, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you stopped at Dark Knight. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
Yeah, Heath Ledger was good in that.
It wasn't he? Mm. Anyway, he said, he was asked about Blade Trinity and, you know, the Wesley Snipes story that Patton Oswalt was told about, how he was difficult to work with.
Oh, yes.
And there's moments how he had to, like, CGI open his eyes and that. Have you seen that footage?
Of Wesley Snipes?
Yeah, he wouldn't open his eyes in a scene, so they had to CGI them.
Huh.
It looks quite hilarious.
I would have to have that. I have a sort of permanent squint.
Interesting. Mm. So no, but his eyes were closed and he would not open them. A permanent squint, you say?
Like this. Like I would like you.
Not really.
Look at a photo of me and I'm all like, hey. And I'm like, hey.
I thought that was because you were suspicious.
Yeah, also that.
Okay, cool.
But I have moments of not that where I'm like,
hello.
Anyway, they should have done is given him his cool blade sunglasses and drawn the eyes on them.
That's a really good point. Googly eyes.
Googly eyes.
But googly eyes.
To make it appear as if you are awake.
So he basically kind of avoided it by being like, look, I was friends with Wesley Snipes. We don't really talk anymore. But look, nobody was happy about Blade Trinity. Mm. So that was how he kind of, you know, kind of capped that off.
Did you see Wesley Snipes made a short appearance in What We Do in the Shadows?
Did he?
In that there's like a...
The show?
Yeah.
Really?
There's like
as Blade?
Sort of. There's like a council. There was like a council of vampires scene, and Tilda Swinton is in it.
Really?
Like it was just like a bunch of people who've been vampires.
Oh, I wish I didn't know that.
Sorry, I've ruined it for you. But you haven't watched the show, so.
No, I've watched one episode.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little sizzle then.
Great.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I thought was fascinating is that he spoke about Man of Steel and a note that he got. So here we go. Get this. One note I got was on Man of Steel, where the ending involves Superman utilizing the pod that he arrived in as a child in order to bring down General Zod's ship.
Okay.
The note we got from the studio said, you have to change that. We asked why. They said, because if Superman uses that pod and it's destroyed while saving the city, how is he ever going to get back to Krypton? There was just this long pause and we said, Krypton blew up. You saw 30 minutes of it. So that's great.
And even if he was like, I'd like to go back to the ruins of Krypton, he's a man who can fly through space.
He can fly and probably build another ship, and he has a big ship.
He's got a big ship.
Got a big ship in that movie. That ship survives.
Mm.
So that's pretty incredible that that came up, but that's studio bloody. Hollywood studio system. Wouldn't you say, Mason?
Yes.
All right, got another bit of news. Last bit of Marvel news, and we'll talk a bit more about Kevin Smith in the What We're Reading segment, but he talked about how he wanted to use Werewolf by Night on his now-defunct animated Howard the Duck series.
Okay.
But he was told that the Marvel movie division was using him.
When was this? Quite recently. Then,
recently. But the Howard the Duck thing was a year ago, maybe a couple of years ago.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but that everything merged and they lost it. I can't remember what happened. But, yeah, that's so... I know very little
about Werewolf by Night beyond the fact that it's like Marvel's...
Werewolf
property from, I guess, the 70s.
Sure. So. There you go.
Yeah, so, that's interesting.
Maybe a Blade kind of thing.
Blade thing, probably, yeah.
Lycans and vampires, Mason.
Or they've just gone, it's on the whiteboard, and they're like, maybe we'll shoehorn it into something, so you absolutely cannot use it.
Yes.
You cannot make a silly or a funny. You cannot do a skit or a riddle about Werewolf by Night, because we are doing a big serious Werewolf by Night.
And we're going to run. If you do it, we're going to run in and punch you.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to run into the studio and punch you.
Right in your snooch or your nooch. Where do you want it, Kevin Smith? Here's the cast for the Council of Vampires.
Do I want to know this?
I don't know.
All right, let's go.
Tilda Swinton.
Love it.
Paul Rubens, because he was in the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie.
Was he really?
Yeah.
No, no.
One of the vampires. Evan Rachel Wood, because she was in True Blood.
Gotcha.
Danny Trejo, because of Dusk Till Dawn.
All right, yeah.
And Wesley Snipes.
Wow.
Right?
That is a lineup. Yeah. Do they get them all in the same room or they film separately?
They're all in the same room, I think, except for Wesley Snipes, who's on Skype. Wesley Skypes, yeah.
I was going to say it, everybody. I was literally drinking a sugar-free drink.
James had all his hands free and he was like...
What would it matter if my hands were free?
Hands free, nothing, no, not drinking nothing. He could have said or gestured... If you gestured Wesley Skypes, if you'd use sign language to say Wesley Skypes, I would have told the world.
I don't know sign language.
Well, that would have been your chance.
I can't believe I let everybody down then. Mostly myself, though, really.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Dave Bautista was also in it. The episode.
He was.
I don't think.
Is he in Blade 2, maybe?
No, you're thinking of Ron Perlman.
I might be, yeah. I think you're right. You know, I said that was the last of the Marvel news. I've actually got two more bits of Marvel news.
My goodness.
One of which being that Marvel Studios spoilers the Reddit page over at a moderator on there said Vinny D'Onofrio will return as Kingpin for the Hawkeye series.
Oh, I did say that, yeah.
And apparently it's going to tie massively into this next Spider-Man movie. It's going to land around the same time. I don't know if you saw this week, but Ms. Marvel and Hawkeye will debut before the end of the year.
I see.
So I think Hawkeye will probably be... a month before, maybe the same month as Spider-Man.
How reliable is Marvel spoilers over on
Reddit? Pretty solid.
Okay.
Well, it's from a moderator, so it's, yeah. No, I'm serious. It's like, it's got some good stuff there, yeah. And the Diz Insider has said, not confirmed, but Captain Carter will be in Doctor Strange 2.
My goodness. So the what-if version of Peggy Carter.
Yep.
Who's like Captain Marvel.
Yeah, it was also said...
Oh, Captain Britain, rather.
Yes, it was also said this week by one of the people who worked on Loki that might have been Agent Carter in the background of a shot. You know, when there was a woman that
looked seemingly being arrested or brought into the TVA.
Or they just were like, I can't say. So, probably. Or they went, oh, we can use that.
Yeah, sure.
It was somebody else, but we can use that. Trailers ahoy, Mason. Look out for that trailer. It's going to sink this podcast. It's going to kill us all.
It's covered in bears.
But great content. Great trailers.
Great content. We've got to come up with a better term than content.
What do you think we could call it? Fresh content?
Fresh content, yes. Synergistic content.
I want to point out that I thought of that before Mason did, and he didn't have a drink in his mouth.
I was drinking four drinks.
Dune got a new trailer. I watched it and great.
I don't have
any complaints because it looks terrific and don't really know the property, not going to look into it. I like Denis Villeneuve a lot and that's all I need.
There you go.
Going into this.
What I think was interesting about this one was that they were like...
Well, what I thought was interesting about this one... Sorry, go on.
Is that in a lot of other Dune properties in the past, it's like... House Atreides, who is the house that Timothy Chalamet is in, and those guys. In the past, it's like they've come to save the day. They're the super good guys. They're the rightful kind of, you know,
heirs of the
whole Empire, situation on the planet and whatever. But in this, it's just like the Freeman, who's like Zendaya's team, are like, what are you doing here? Get out. We don't like this, which is a nice little...
Is that what the books are? Like, do they look into that more?
I feel the book is more like that.
Or like, they're like colonists.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, thanks for spoiling that for me, Mason.
No problem.
I didn't want to know anything.
Well, now you know everything, because that's the whole premise. That's the whole premise of the book and all the movies.
What about the prequels and the sequel series, Sons of Dune or whatever?
Yeah, it's just a couple extra sentences.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. What a lot of people don't know is the Dune sequels and prequels are basically like children's books.
Oh.
Got like four words in every page.
So there's another...
And some pop-ups, obviously.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's a first trailer also for Ridley Scott's latest, who was an 83-year-old man. Well done. Kudos. Mm. For The Last Duel, which stars Matt Damon, Adam Driver, and Ben Affleck with a blonde bowl cut and wig situation.
He's really channeling sort of... mid-90s George Clooney with that haircut.
Isn't he just?
That gladiator cut, the Roman centurion cut.
I actually started to read this book and then something happened and I stopped, but it was intriguing.
The book suddenly burst into flames?
Yes, that's right. It's based on the last official duel that happened in France.
Ah.
It's a true-ish story.
Okay.
There's an accusation and then two best friends are like, let's fucking duel, mate.
Yeah, nice.
We're dueling now.
Cool.
We're dueling. Let's duel already.
You should call
it Cool
Duel.
Cool.
The last cool duel. From the guys who brought you Eurotrip. Is this a Pistols at Dawn?
No, they hit each other with swords.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have thought, but...
I think this looks great.
No, it does look great, but I would have thought that the last duel...
Yeah.
Certainly the last cool duel...
No, duels can be swords.
No, I know, but I would have thought that there were still duels happening in France with guns. Like,
what year is it set, though?
I don't know.
Let me check.
Oh, do you think they had guns, but they were like...
I don't know. I mean,
it looks very medieval, this
Yes, that's
situation.
What I mean.
Maybe they changed the rules, the cool duel rules.
Oh, the cool duel rules.
And this is the last kind of like honorable duel or something like that.
Yeah,
maybe.
You might be right. Let me find out what year this is set. Blah, blah, blah. 14th century. So that's pre-guns really, isn't it?
Mm.
I mean, in Europe at least, I think. I don't know anything also, so people need to bear that in mind. Jackass Forever also got a trailer.
Sure did.
I've only seen the third Jackass movie, and it's, you know, they're fun.
I think I've seen the first one.
Yeah, so. I might go back and... Actually, I read an article with Johnny Knoxville where he talks about how it started. They didn't even do many seasons before they stopped and then started making the movies, and he did a lot of other stuff in between and whatever. But there's something like... this was huge in the early 2000s when we were younger men.
I watched the first 30 seconds of this trailer, and I'm like... Oh, it seems like they're sort of leaning away from like the real dangerous stuff. It looks like everybody's having a great time. They're in like a parasailing thing and they're, you know, everybody's all smiles or whatever. And then all of a sudden it's just like, just somebody's being attacked by a bear. And all of a sudden they're just going exactly as hard as they were before.
Pretty incredible. So we also know that nobody was seriously injured because it's been filmed. The only thing is Bam. Is arced up a bit about because he was supposed to be in it and then he got let go. And Johnny Knoxville has kind of loosely kind of talked about it, but basically said the implication was that he has had substance abuse problems.
Right.
And maybe that was a condition of him coming back and maybe he broke those particular.
Sure, right.
Again, he didn't really go into it, but that's kind of the implication.
Yeah, so there's some people they have to keep. Like cycling at the edge of a pool, otherwise they'll get slapped into the pool or whatever. And I'm like, oh, that's a bit of fun. And then just a man getting gored by a bull. So that's cool. Somebody with a helmet on their head, they're about to be attacked by a spider.
Yeah.
A lot of people getting hit in the nuts.
Yep.
That's classic. Somebody just licks a stun gun.
There's the guy who just rides into the canvas.
Oh, yeah, that was great, actually.
I mean,
that was really impressive.
What I thought was interesting about that is like, that's like he would have known that. Because the perspective only works for the camera, right?
I mean, maybe, but it looked...
Because if you're coming straight on...
If you pull back far enough, you'd be like, oh, I see the edges of the
camera.
Yeah,
that's what I mean, yeah. And like, depending on what angle you came at it. Yeah. Anyway, it's still funny.
Maybe they were like, okay, this is a canvas, but if you hit it hard enough, you'll be able to go straight through it. And he's like, all right.
Yeah. I should go back and watch the first two, which I have not seen. Deadline are reporting that Leslie Grace is going to be playing Batgirl/Barbara Gordon, which is also would be in relation, I think it might be in relation to the Batman, maybe?
Oh, okay.
But I don't know that for a fact.
Huh.
Leslie Grace was in The Heights, one of the leads in The Heights.
Oh, I see, right.
It's like a second movie appearance. So, yeah, there you go. It also might not be connected to the Batman, because I don't. But I did see mention of somewhat that the Jim Gordon in that, who is Jeffrey Wright. that it might be a connection.
Oh, I see.
Jeffrey Wright's Jimmy Gordon, but I don't know. And last bit of news, mm-hmm. Collider are reporting that Michael B. Jordan is producing his own Superman series for HBO. This is separate from the Ta-Nehisi Coates / J.J. Abrams movie.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be, as you mentioned, and that one listener who figured it out, it's going to be about Val Zod, and it's being written as a limited series.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, so we're getting a Black Superman story for the movies, and this is a different one. So I guess one of the movie one might be Clark Kent, I guess, or some other variation or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pretty cool.
Did you see also that Geoff Johns was apparently like Superman's grandfather can't be black or whatever because it doesn't make any sense?
Did Geoff Johns say that?
Yeah. Well, that
he's
allegedly.
Saying stuff, isn't he?
But like very clearly that doesn't matter.
Yes. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. According to Kryptonian biology, this is actually impossible.
Well, I just mean, yeah, exactly, like... It is physically possible, yep. And also it's fictional and it doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like many levels of who cares.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that Krypton show is like, it was. I watched the first season. It was all right. It's just kind of, who was the actor who was like, got turned down for that? It might have been the guy who played Kang.
Oh, Jonathan Majors.
Yeah, I might have imagined that. Or a different actor.
Yeah.
More likely. But I remember some actor somewhere said that they went up for it and it was kind of demoralizing.
Mm.
And it could have been him or a different person.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Anyways... the important thing is that people hate the movie Snake Eyes. And
yes.
Also, we haven't seen the movie Snake Eyes to be like, it was fine.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't love it, but we, you know, we took the day and we went and saw it at separate cinemas and there was nobody in it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Look, I'm not really a fan of the property. Mason's more of a fan. And, you know, they made some changes to the lore, but it felt a bit light on in terms of G.I. Joe kind of substance.
Where are Snake Eyes' mask lips?
Yeah, exactly.
Where are his beautiful mask lips?
I hope people are enjoying Caravan of Garbage, Snake. We're doing Root Retaliation this week. So for those people who give a shit about that pretty fucking average movie. But, Mason.
Yes.
Do people care enough about G.I. Joe to sit through this segment where you explain where G.I. Joe came from and what its deal is? Or do they want to use the time code to skip ahead to where we briefly talk about Masters
we'll
of the Universe?
We'll soon find out, won't we?
Yeah.
Can you tell? I wonder, can you tell?
There's metrics. I don't look at them.
There'll just be a big black bar where people are like, ooh, I don't know.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I think this could be interesting, though.
Yeah.
For me.
I mean, we are specifically going to be talking about James, G.I. Joe, a real American hero.
Wow.
Which is different from G.I. Joe, America's Movable Fighting Man, which was the original version from the 60s. Because obviously,
yes.
which is...
Barbie size.
I have like the G.I. Joe toy line officially ended for the first time in 94. And when they did that, they released like these anniversary figures that were like 12-inch versions.
Really?
Of the...
The original?
No, they were like 12-inch versions of the modern version.
Oh,
so
wow,
so I have a 12-inch Snake Eyes figure. I was going to bring it over, but then headache, and also I don't know what box I put it in.
Yeah.
But it's not, it doesn't even, it doesn't really
got
look...
a bloody 12-inch snake over here, this bloke, am I right? Okay, sorry, go on.
It's the...
You were saying something about your penis?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, it's the 90s version. But so it's not like the version in like the Snake Eyes movie. It's all, it's like,
yeah, yeah.
He's got like a blue, like a blue sweater on and like,
I
a,
remember him, is,
yeah,
think,
that
yeah.
version. Yeah. So it's that version. He's got his little, katana and et cetera.
Because my understanding was, and I think I saw this on Toy Galaxy, is that the reason they made them smaller was the same reason they made the Star Wars toy smaller, is because there was a plastics shortage.
Yeah, there was a gas crisis in
the
70s and 80s. Mm. And so they started out as 12-inch because they were like Barbies.
Yeah.
And
you could brush their hair. They had a little pink shoes. They had it all.
The second run of the 12-inch ones, you could brush their hair.
Oh my god!
They had brushed and beards. Like they they had like fuzzy.
Is that
hair
regulation?
And beard. I don't think so.
Can you have a beard in the GI Joes in the 60s?
You absolutely couldn't. I guess they because it was. It's probably. I think this was would have been like pre-Vietnam.
Yeah. Okay.
And like, you know, people spending.
Do
too
you have
much
a beard in the army now? Probably.
I don't think so.
Probably a close cropped, and depending where you are in the army, I imagine.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
But the 60s version was like. That invented the term action figure.
Yes.
Even though we think of like action figures as like the 4-inch versions or whatever.
Yeah.
Because obviously a boy could not be playing with a doll.
No.
How dare.
I hope you weren't implying that they could then, by the way.
No, they cannot.
Okay, good. They can't, they won't. Okay, so, but it dipped away for a bit, didn't it? In the 60s. Like
yeah,
it went out
I think
of favor.
I honestly think it was probably Vietnam.
Yeah.
Like, what done it in? Because people were like,
oh, sure, yeah.
What about war, actually, for a minute?
I think also from what we've seen from doing the Big Sandwich, where we look at years, the time capsule, there's like a black hole between like, it's pretty much up to the late 70s, early 80s, where toys are like, this is a fake phone, this is an oven, this is a shoe with a mouth on it, or whatever. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like there wasn't.
Yeah.
Toys way that there was in the 80s and then on.
Yeah, just mouth shoes.
Just mouth shoes. Or like,
do you put your foot in the mouth?
You put
the
mouth.
The mouth's not on the toe.
Yeah, I don't know.
You couldn't chase people and be like, my feet are going to eat you. My feet are going to eat you.
But do you know what I mean though? So and then there was this explosion after Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but anyway, sorry.
Well, I was going to say, but the 12-inch figures were licensed in the UK as Action Man.
Mm.
They were also the.
So is Action Man?
Yes.
As in Action Man, the greatest hero of them all, Action Man.
That's a different Action Man.
That's a different Action Man.
Yeah, yeah.
That's American Action Man, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, you could get Scuba Action Man or Action Man's Got a Gun.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. And British
Action Man now with gun.
That's right.
One gun.
And so basically what happened is there was that dip. I think G.I. Joe became Adventure Team in the 70s.
Okay.
So it was less like we're doing war and more we're doing adventures.
We're doing rock climbing or whatever.
Yeah, we're doing rock climbing, exactly. But then in the 80s, a few things happened.
Reagan
happened. Well, that's basically what happened was Reagan. There were a whole bunch of like laws being like, you cannot advertise directly to children.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot go, hey, kids, come and buy this thing. Like advertising had to be pitched at adults. Like, hey, maybe you want to buy your kids this.
Mm.
But then in the 80s, Reagan was like, no, you can just be like, hey, kids, you can spend 22 solid minutes saying to kids, hey, kids, do you want to buy this thing?
Yeah. This does tie into Master of the Universe because that was what Master of the Universe essentially was.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
I think how they circumvented that before, and I might have seen this again on Toy Galaxy, was if you released a series or a comic, then you're technically selling the comic and not the toy.
Yeah, well,
right?
That's the thing with G.I. Joe. The comics came first,
right?
So because Marvel had some success. I think they, you know. Briefly, Micronauts, like these incredible shrinking men. They were part of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, well, Star Wars saved them as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they did the Star Wars runs.
And Shogun Warriors. Marvel's had this history of like weird stuff that is briefly in continuity in the Marvel Universe, and then they just can't reprint any of that stuff.
Yeah, right.
Godzilla was briefly in the Marvel Universe.
Really?
Because there was a Godzilla series where S.H.I.E.L.D. were constantly on the hunt for Godzilla. But obviously they don't have the license anymore, so you can basically find scans of it, but you can't buy it.
I would love it if they continued that series, but they could never find him. It's like that Search for Bigfoot show. They're just like, we just didn't find him this week again.
We think he went to a parallel dimension.
I mean, he might have.
Yeah.
Or they just, like, they get there and he's like they just miss him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the toy company went to Marvel and were like, okay, give us – a comic book series, give us origins for all the characters,
yep.
and then they got millions of dollars to produce animated ads on television, like 30-second ads for the comic book, because that technically was not against the rules
and
yet.
They're pretty well animated as well, the ads are, at least.
Maybe the cartoon less so, I think.
I would say almost certainly. Yeah.
But then eventually the rules relax where they were like, just like, well, let's just do
anything.
Yeah. And then so I think they got 2 5-episode, like 22-minute mini series where it was like, you know, we build the teams, we build the family.
Yeah.
They were ahead of Vin Diesel. Just this once.
Just slightly.
Yeah. And that was this again, this was pre Transformers.
Yes.
And this was pre This was the early days, so this would have been pre...
He-Man was 83, I think.
Yeah, and it was pre Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
So they sort of had a clear pathway in terms of dominating the market for these figures,
was
kind of
thing. Pre-He-Man? I don't know if it was.
Great question.
He-Man might have started 81.
Yeah, it was definitely pre, like, American Transformers. So they had...
Toys I made of He-Man.
Yeah,
sorry, go on.
They had a free run. They made, like, $50 million in the first... couple of years.
And it was that reinvention of, like, everybody had, like, a costume and a backstory.
Yeah.
And, like, there weren't standard army men with beards and brushable hair.
No, that's true.
They, you know, because it was, like, Star Wars, you know, opened the door to, like, just wackiness.
Yes. Yeah. At a certain point, like, Marvel just started releasing, like... It was called like G.I. Joe Secret Intelligence or whatever. And it was just like a compilation of all the G.I. Joe file cards that you would get on the back of the box. They were just like, we're printing money. We can just kids will read a compilation of the stuff they already have because they've collected all the sets.
I mean, I would have got one of those.
Yeah,
probably.
Right, yeah.
You probably did, I'd imagine.
You
cut them out and you made your own little binder.
I bet I did. I wonder if I've got them in a box somewhere, maybe. Yeah.
You seem to have a lot of things in boxes. I don't think these boxes exist. You're always saying you've got boxes.
I always say I've got things in boxes, but also I think maybe every time I've moved, I've just chucked out a bunch of stuff.
So yeah, right. Who knows at this point?
Yeah. Boy, these boxes are really light. Anyway, time to move house. The G.I. Joe comic book, I think, went for 12 years.
Wow.
So, like, the popularity of the toys themselves waned.
Yeah.
Same with Transformers. The original American Transformers comic book went for 80 issues.
Mm.
Like, it outlasted the toys by... 5 years, probably.
Did the toys ever, like, completely stop, though?
Are we talking Transformers?
G.I. Joe? I mean, obviously they did, because they're not on the shelves, like, now.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of did.
I mean, because they discontinue them, and then it's... Because you could still get them in the 90s. Did they discontinue them, and then, like, it's just whatever's left? So they're just in their warehouses, and they just send out until they're gone, or...
I think so. So they take all the I think they stopped in like 94, and then they were like G.I. Joe the Classic Collection, which was like more generic kind of characters for a while. And that went for a few years. Then I think they did like Masterpiece Editions like they did with the Transformers, very, very high quality, just like you imagined them when you were kids.
That's when you're getting adults in, right? Or like older collectors.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And then they went, the movie they did versions for the movies and I think now it is all just like, hey, you remember
Snake Eyes?
We'll give you Snake Eyes. You want a Snake Eyes?
He's in that sweater vest.
I thought you said sneezing for a second there. I'm like, yeah, we got to sneeze. We got to sneeze in Snake Eyes.
Sneeze the visor right off his face.
This is a Comic-Con exclusive. It's sneezing Snake Eyes.
So they also did the show in the 80s in like bits and pieces, didn't they? It was like five here, five there.
Yeah.
And then a movie, and then a couple of seasons, or in some order like that.
Yeah, it was 2 5 episode like miniseries,
and it was in the search of whatever.
I remember watching them being like, these are the same.
Yeah,
because it was one. It was like there was a weather machine. They had to get Cobra was getting all the parts of a weather machine, and in the first one, I think they were gonna get Cobra had to get all the parts of a teleport machine.
A teleconference call.
Teleconference call, exactly. And they had to assemble the Cisco telepresence.
They had to rush to different computers to have teleconference call.
Yeah, and then there was. Yeah, then there was the ongoing series. And there was a G.I. Joe the movie, which it was going to get a like a cinematic release. But
Transformers the
movie,
Pony
to my utter surprise and disgust, was a bomb, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't.
That was my whole life when that
it's
movie
crazy,
came
right?
out.
It's crazy, right? I mean, that movie would have made money now.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it was that and My Little Pony, because they're both Mattel, whatever they are. And they just sunk like stones.
Yeah.
But I don't remember because I was really young when they came out, but they weren't really marketed, were they, properly? Because it was just like a surprise that these movies existed.
Couldn't tell you. I don't know. Yeah. But the series went for ages, and it was the, you know, the classic. That would it was that idea of like, this is just a 30-minute device to sell stuff to children.
Yeah.
So at the end, we'll give everybody an important lesson about, hey, if there's a fire, call an adult.
Yeah.
And buy more G.I. Joe toys.
Call an adult and tell them to buy more G.I. Joes.
If your collection of petrochemical products that have been turned into small men have somehow caught fire, call an adult.
Yeah.
Don't try and put out your burning G.I. Joes yourself.
Here's a question about your G.I. Joes. Yes. Does the rubber bits in the middle...
Yeah, they've all disintegrated. Yeah. I do not have any old G.I. Joes. I did have a big bag.
You threw them out in disgust.
They were at my parents' place, and they're like, hey, do you want these? And I'm like, yeah, I'll put them up on a shelf or something. And then I pulled out one, and it's just its set bottom half of its body.
You could have broke off. Fixed that. That's an easy fix.
Didn't want to, though.
You didn't want to, everybody. You don't have anything in boxes.
I don't have anything anymore. That's right.
Just got a box of just the bottom halves of a bunch of G.I. Joes.
James, what I have is one box, and I open the box, and in there there's a piece of paper that says, use your imagination. And I do. And that's the best collection there is.
And then you come to a podcast and you lie about owning all these things.
That's right. That's you using your imagination. It says use your imagination brackets and lie all the time.
So the movie as well was supposed to kill Duke and a bunch of other characters
Transformers, the movie, they killed a bunch of Transformers, including Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
And there was a huge amount of backlash. Obviously, they had to resurrect Optimus Prime, but oddly, not all the other ones that were killed.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah. But kids really connected with Optimus Prime. He was their new dad.
Isn't it interesting that they connected with Optimus Prime, the most popular character in the series, and people were upset when they killed that character?
It is odd.
And replaced him with a camper van. Whatever the fuck they did.
Yes.
Stupid.
It's a camper van with flames down the side, James.
It sucks,
Mason. It does suck. Absolutely.
Especially at least have something better. I think if they haven't gone Ultra Magnus even. Mm-hmm. Ultra Magnus is like, not Ultra Magnus. Is that Ultra Magnus. He's Optimus Prime-esque.
He is. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Yeah.
But so they were going to kill Duke.
Yeah, he gets stabbed through the chest with a snake.
Serpentor. But it's a snake spear. Yeah. I said that recently to somebody. It might have been you. And I remembered it.
And I said, nah. Not
was
true.
You? Okay.
You're misremembering things.
Yeah. I've seen that movie.
Gaslight your friends, because gaslighting is half the battle.
It really is.
Yeah. But then he survives at the end. It's like how Hawk is stabbed in the first G.I. Joe movie, and then he's just like, no, I'm fine, actually.
Actually, I'm all right.
I got this plot armor.
He doesn't even come back at the end. He just comes back.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I was actually all right.
I was fine the whole time, actually.
I'm not even Zartan. I'm all right. He's the president.
Yeah, that's right.
I suspect. But, I remember I hired that as a kid in, like, probably the mid-90s, and I didn't like it. Maybe it was because I don't really like... No, that's not true. I always liked the figures. I always thought they were really cool.
They made 250 vehicles and play sets. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
And I think like 160 action figures. Collect them all.
I will collect them all.
Buy 160 rubber bands as well, because you're going to need to put them back together again.
What I also thought was interesting, and I think I also saw this on Toy Galaxy. We talk about Toy Galaxy a lot, but you should check it out if you haven't.
Good channel, yeah. Sometimes I'm like, wow, I do sort of remember that.
Silverhawks, I do sort of remember that. Is that what is funny about it, or most of the things on Toy Galaxy from the 80s, they're like, and then they tried to bring back, Thundercats, and everyone went, no, thank you. And that was the end. And like, that's just like for most things from the 80s.
Yeah, right.
Just like, and then they tried to bring back Silverhawks, and everyone was like, fuck off. You know? Right.
Yeah.
But by making the toys like four inches high,
yes,
then you can make play sets.
Yeah.
Because you can't, if they're like fucking 12 inches, you can't Castle Grayskull.
Exactly.
Whatever.
It fills your whole bedroom.
Doesn't make any sense. So that's fun. What else happened in G.I. Joe, though? Anything of note?
Like I mentioned, there was a British version. Man became Action Force.
Yes. It was initially separate, right? But then they merged them.
They merged them, and the British version became G.I. Joe, the Action Force, and then they were just like, G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
You've got G.I. Joe also.
Did they use the same molds and stuff for a lot of the figures and things as well?
Yes, a lot of them were like repaints, and a lot of were like, they would repaint and then they would change the name. Sometimes they were just switch names.
Okay.
Like a character would be called like Snake Eyes was renamed like Striker, but there was already a character called Striker, so he became like Gary or whatever.
Gary.
You know?
Gary
Some
Snake
of them
were, Eyes.
Hang on, I'm going to find you one. Some of the Action Force, like, vehicles were insane.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one that's like, hang on.
How insane? Like, it's literally like a roaming mental asylum
on wheels? Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Wow. They shouldn't really name them those anymore.
No. Yeah, and Action Force, they fought the Red Shadow, not Cobra.
Yes.
But this is the Red Shadow Robo Skull.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's the main bad guy, right?
That's actually not the main bad guy. Oh, that's just the pilot of the Robo Skull.
He looks a lot like...
The leader of the Red Shadows, his name was like Lord something or other, but he looks like Buckethead.
Okay.
You know...
From Guns N' Roses.
No, the British political figure Lord Buckethead.
I don't know who that is.
You should look up Lord Buckethead.
I'm going to look
Buckethead.
It up right now.
Okay.
The satirical political candidate. Yeah, he looks like the Black Knight from Monty Python.
Mm.
What is he?
He's one of those joke political figures in the UK. There's a whole bunch of them.
Okay.
We don't have enough room for joke political figures except for the ones we already have, James.
Whoa, you allowed to say
That's right.
You allowed to say that, Mason?
That guy who's like, people are eaten by crocodiles every day. You know that guy?
Yeah.
He's an elected representative.
Yeah, that dude is...
He's called Baron Ironblood. You can see him in the back of the whip there.
Yeah. Right? Run! Mm. Is he whipping his own men?
Yeah, he's whipping his own men.
You got to do what you got to do.
That's exactly right.
That's the workforce,
yeah,
man.
That's right, yeah.
It's a metaphor, maybe.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That's about the whole...
That was a fascinating tale.
Right?
And it ties into everything that I know, which is stuff that I vaguely remember from the 80s and 90s.
Nice.
That's what I'm all about.
That's what the people love.
I agree. Should we move on to the next segment of the show? Because then we're going to talk about another revamped 80s property.
Yes. Let's talk about what we're reading.
What are we going to read? I'm doing a thing. Westworld. 2 years of that, everyone. It's just good to have an end goal, you know what I mean? It's like when you're anticipating a movie, but you're like, it's 2 years away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What if I just stopped doing it then, though? That would have been the ultimate twist, but that's not fun for me. Mason.
I enjoy the part of your brain that's like, this would be the ultimate twist.
So in this segment of the show, we talk about things we've read, watched, or listened to, just some fun we've been having.
Bit of fun we've been having.
And have you been having any fun this week?
I watched a couple of episodes of Masters of the Universe Revelation. I know you did as well.
I watched 4 episodes. And let me just say, minor spoilers?
Sure.
Because it takes a turn pretty early on.
Yes.
There's minor controversies, I should point out,
from
Kevin Smith's Master of the Universe. So time code if you do want to skip ahead. But this is also what I'm going to talk about is just in the first episode and then takes a different turn from there. So they basically dispatch both He-Man and Skeletor.
Straight up.
In the first episode.
Yeah.
And then it becomes a show about...
Tila.
And also Man-at-Arms and some other more minor characters. Which, look... I know people are like upset about this, like this shift in central focus or whatever.
Of this toy property.
Yeah. But also, the original series it's awful. It's an awful show.
Yep.
Like there is some stuff from the 80s that does hold up, but He-Man it's not like it's a fun universe and designs and all that kind of thing. But it's bad. Like it's bad. And if I don't know, maybe you've been waiting, 30 years for a follow up, which this is technically. Because I think it does so much right in terms of the character design and they'll roll in a vehicle that I'm like, oh, my God, I remember that vehicle. It's so dumb and they brought it
so
back.
So awkward. Why would anybody drive that?
No, it's just like, oh,
you're
my.
You're looking for trouble.
Oh, it's Moss Man. You know what I mean? And
yeah, yeah.
They also kill a bunch of minor and major characters, which is cool. And I don't know. I I'm only 4 in and I think they're going to finish up season 1 later in this year. But what do you think?
It's very, it is extremely reminiscent of the originals, especially in terms of like, there's a lot of silly dialogue. Like there's very, well, oh, looks like you somebody will fall in the water. They're like, Skeletor, you're all washed up.
But also a lot of that is in flashback.
Yeah. So and you have some cool self-aware characters who are like, really? Really?
Really sure about
really?
This
ball? Do they really say that?
There's a no glove, no love line in it.
Sure is. That's
Kevin Smith. That's the most Kevin Smith thing I've ever heard in my life. But it doesn't feel like a self-referential kind of Kevin Smith kind of
situation. No, it's mostly
situation.
Quite earnest, I think.
It reminded me a lot of New Voltron in that way.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as good as New Voltron.
No.
But then again, New Voltron got a lot of episodes and developed the characters.
Yes.
So it could become that. But, I think it's interesting that not only does it, play around with kind of the lore and characters and things like that, alliances shift on certain characters, like priorities change once He-Man and Skeletor are gone.
That's right.
Also, He-Man looks a lot different than Prince Adam, which is good. Because,
People probably should have figured it out. They were the same guy in the original.
There's also some, interesting commentary about certain characters. Like, Evil Lyn mentions that Man-at-Arms, she considers the most dangerous person in Eternia, like not He-Man, because He-Man's just like a buffoon who runs in and swings his sword. But Man-at-Arms
and
is
like... And he's got furry underpants.
He's got furry underpants, but Man-at-Arms is like tactical and dangerous and builds weapons and he's a lunatic.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just, like stuff like that I thought was really interesting.
Yeah.
Again, I haven't finished the first season as of yet, but... It's pretty good.
It's pretty
and
good,
it looks good.
Looks great. Again, yeah. it looks how your childlike brain imagined it.
In that bad show.
Last year.
Yes, that's right.
But like, yeah, when you're a kid and you watch something with terrible animation or whatever, in your mind, this is how it would have looked.
Yes. You know? I also think, though, if you love He-Man and Skeletor, I could also see why you would be upset that they killed them. Yeah. Like, I get that.
But if you love He-Man and Skeletor, you're in your 40s. And
and why don't you get your action figures and make them kiss if
right?
you love them
exactly.
so much.
If you love them
set
so
up
much.
A little mock wedding
yeah.
in your little Castle Grayskull playset.
That's right.
And have them get married.
Have them married over the Castle Grayskull altar. And then they can have finger foods in the bloody in the reception area.
In the moat.
In the moat, exactly. Yeah. Just get over it. It's fine. It was a thing that you've been tricked. If you're like they've really despoiled the memory of the Masters of the Universe.
You should watch all 180 episodes.
Go back and watch it, and it's bad, and they tricked you because it was just about selling toys. Surprise.
Also, there's a reboot from like 2003-ish,
oh, that's right,
which
yeah.
is quite good from what I remember. Got more. It's more like He-Man fighting Skeletor.
Yeah, and then they get married.
I mean, I haven't finished it, but I'd imagine everything's going to come back at some point,
yeah.
either through time travel or resurrection or whatever, or I don't know. And if they don't, I don't give a shit because it's a property that is bad.
That's true, yeah.
So, but, you know, again, if you love it, just make them get married. Set up a little ceremony,
that's
invite
right.
your friends, don't explain what you're doing, but invite them around for a barbecue and then say, surprise, He-Man and Skeletor yeah. getting married.
Yeah. Just say, me and my wife have something to announce, and your wife's like, really? All right, here we go.
You pull back a little curtain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man-at-Arms gives away He-Man.
Stinkor is not invited because of the stink he makes.
God, but I do love seeing characters pop up and be like, oh my God, I remember that
yeah,
guy.
Right. Yeah.
Look at that guy.
Look at that. He's got three sets of eyes.
Oh my God, it's that Aqua dude or whatever his name is.
And that there's a robot probably.
It's a robot probably. Yeah, I had that robot, I think. There's also Blue Robot He-Man.
Oh, Faker.
Faker, yeah. I think. Yeah. Who?
Just like the band Faker.
I've not heard of that band.
Yeah, you have. They're Australian.
I've never heard of that band.
You have heard of them.
What country did you say they're from? Sorry?
Australia, the country.
Don't know that either, mate. Sorry, can't help you.
Your famous character is Mr. Unhelpful. There he is.
Mr. Obstinate.
Yeah, he's not ignorant. He's just deliberately unhelpful.
Anything else you're reading or you want to read?
Ah, gosh.
Mm. Oh. You been watching any of the Olympics?
No.
The opening ceremony happened.
Yeah.
And Claire, I'm like, I'm not really interested in the Olympics. She's like, Claire's like, you don't understand. It's about the world coming together and everything's being terrible. And this is about people uniting. And, you know, maybe it's something that everybody needs. I'm like, fine, fuck, I'll watch it.
Right.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
So I watched the opening ceremony.
Or you're like, oh, I wish all these characters could get married.
That's what I said. And so I watched the opening ceremony and just grim stuff. Empty stadium, like really bare bones kind of. Well, the opening part at least, because then all the countries start walking out, which I don't know if you ever sat through
they
that.
They all started walking out?
They all started walking out. But it also takes like 3 hours for them all to walk out. And then Claire fell asleep, so I'm just sitting there watching this thing and being like, look, it's Bulgaria. And people come out and wave. I'm like, good to see you, Bulgaria, or whatever. And then, but apparently it got a little bit better afterwards.
Okay.
But Claire's super in the Olympics, and as is my son, as when you came in, you saw them watching the Olympics
That's
together.
That's right. I think it's probably because we all have fond memories of the Sydney Olympics from 2000. We're all like, oh, my God, they're all amazing like this. But, I mean, anybody else in the world watching the Sydney Olympics opening ceremony would have been like, who's that?
Is that Daryl Summers?
Is that Daryl Summers?
It was.
Yeah, wow.
I remember being embarrassed at the point where they brought out our national icons and there were three floats and these were the floats. It was the Wiggles.
Yes.
It was
really original lineup, the Wiggles.
It was original, or whatever the lineup was.
Doug Mulray.
Yep, it was Doug. and Stan Zemeckis.
Stan Zemanek.
Zemanek, thank you. He's dead.
Really? Stan Zemanek, okay. No.
So it was The Wiggles.
This is the thing. I would not honestly have been surprised if it actually was Stan Zemanek.
It was The Wiggles. It was Kylie Minogue, Kylie.
Course, yeah.
And then it was Paul Hogan in as dressed as Crocodile Dundee.
Yes.
This is the year 2000, by the way.
Yeah.
I guess Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles was fresh in everybody's mind.
Mm.
But I just remember at the time being like, this is pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like they couldn't have brought out the cast of Two Hands. Which had just come out, which was Heath Ledger and Rose Byrne. Do you remember watching a lot of the Sydney Olympics?
No.
Are you going to be watching the Brisbane Olympics in 2032?
I mean, assuming Brisbane hasn't sunk into the ocean, sure.
Sure. Anything else?
I'm just looking at the 1999 Australian music charts. I'm just going to see.
The Arias?
Yeah, the Arias.
There would have been some Powderfinger on there.
I mean, probably.
There would have been some Vanessa Amorosi.
Yeah.
There would have been that.
Nikki Webster. Was Nikki Webster at the 2000?
She was introduced at the. Yeah.
Wow.
There would have been some.
Madison Avenue.
I was going to say.
In 1999, they had the hit Don't Call Me Baby. And look, so maybe they should have opened up.
They should have opened up Madison Avenue and also Chris Franklin.
Doing
and
bloke.
He did a knockoff song, Don't Drink My Stubby. Don't Call Me Baby.
Right.
He did Don't Drink My Stubby.
That's incredible. Yeah. That's great. Savage Garden could have been there.
It could have been there.
That's all I'm saying.
One of the lead singers, he followed me on Twitter for a bit, then he unfollowed me.
Nice.
Thanks, Darren Hayes.
Silverchair could have been on.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Right?
Our Kylie could
Killing
have been,
Heidi could have been
could
on.
Could have been there.
Yeah. This is not interesting for anybody but us. But
no.
Lenny Kravitz could have been there.
I guess. Yeah. Alex Lloyd could have been there.
LCD could have done their cover of Zorba's Dance there. Whoever LCD were. But they got to number 56 on the Australian Singles Chart in 1999.
Grinspoon could have been there.
Grinspoon?
Oh, man.
Taxi Ride could have been
they
there.
They could have sung
done Get Set.
The song Get That would have done well, right?
Right?
The song Get Set.
My God.
Yeah. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
Frenzel Rock, no.
Human Nature could have been there.
Well, they did a Vegas stint.
God, Ricky Martin got so many hit singles.
He did, didn't he? It was big.
Wow. Yeah. Bloodhound Gang could have done the Bad Touch at the Sydney Olympics. We could have got him in.
Anyway, grim stuff.
Yeah, grim times.
Empty stadiums. But, you know, good. The world's coming together and whatever, I guess. Whatever,
so true.
Whatever Claire said.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I do know exactly what you mean.
It's
time for letters, I think.
I think it is. Have you got that theme song ready?
I do have a theme song ready, but I don't have any letters ready, so we might have to do the theme song and then pause briefly and I'll get some letters.
I've just seen this. It's from Daniel Richtman on Twitter.
Should we save it for the
hot
segment?
No, it's a hot scoop.
Oh, it's hot scoop.
Here.
This is from the hot scoop segment. Okay.
Is that Spider-Man...
James, before you say what it is,
yep.
Are you willing to commit to the hot scoop or shot of poop rules?
Yes, I am. Here we go.
Just for people who don't remember... So the other week I was on Sandspan's Radio's Baseless Speculation.
Yes, I remember.
When promoting our podcast, I said there's little to no like poop eating content. But
it has been foisted upon me.
In this instance, there is. We have a segment called Hot Scoop or Shot of Poop where James makes a bold claim based on a hot scoop that may be occurring right now in the world of entertainment. And if it turns out to be wrong, James... has to do a shot of poop.
That's right.
I don't make the rules. They're just
It's just the rules.
But you've got one here and you're committing to the bit.
I am. So he says that there's no Spider-Man No Way Home trailer next week.
Wow.
But he also said, forget the trailer. Like I said, get vaccinated and convince others if you want the movie to still come out this year, which is probably true.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know,
who am I to say? Oh, it does come out this week, though.
Well, yeah, I have to.
You have to do the rule, don't you?
Yeah. Anything else?
No, but letters. Here we go.
Classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
I know they're here right now, we're going to do letters.
So this tweet also breaking. PM Scott Morrison has secured an extra 85 million Pfizer doses for delivery next year and some for 2023. Estimated cost is said to be $2 billion. The deal with Pfizer was signed late this afternoon after some NSC on Friday morning. Terrific!
Good stuff.
All we need to do is wait till next year and then the year 2023. That's great.
It is great.
I'll be dead, Mason.
That's great.
Anyway, what letters we got this week?
Let's find
it's letters time. This is how people get to the show. They say, hey, I'm on Twitter. I've hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. I've asked you a question. Is this how I reach the show? That's correct.
That is correct.
Just hashtag us that way.
Mm.
You can add us, but I always search for the hashtag, so that's more likely to get on the show. What do you got, Mason?
I'm looking right now.
Or weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Let us know how many push-ups you can do concurrently. Mm. And not like... And they can also be push-ups on your knees, but they have to be to your chest, okay? So let us know how many push-ups you can do in a row.
Yeah.
I want to know that.
I reckon it should be as whatever system you use for a push-up is fine.
I agree. Well, I think it's important to, try and get as much depth as you can.
Yes.
And it's important to kind of keep your back, you know, kind of straight. You don't want poor, like, curved form
because
you might end up injuring yourself.
Yeah.
But, yeah, work up to as many as you can, you know what I mean? Start on your knees if you have to. If you want to then move to your feet. Also, you can start at an angle is a good way to kind of progress.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of different ways you can do them.
Here's one for you, James.
It's a good all-round exercise.
This is
triceps, biceps, chest.
This is from Vicente Fuente.
Okay.
Says Space Jam can make Marvel versus DC happen.
Okay.
He's in Missouri, and when my friends got together, we decided to watch Space Jam. And while watching the movie, we all saw Rick and Morty. Obviously, is in that. Spoiler alert. Rick and Morty are in that.
No one cares.
That's... And I realized the most anticipated movie we all wanted to see, the Marvel and DC movie crossover, can happen because of Space Jam. Because the Looney Tunes have crossed over with DC, obviously.
Yeah.
And Rick and Morty's in Space Jam. Rick and Morty has also crossed over with The Simpsons because they're in the couch gag in one episode of The Simpsons.
Oh, shit.
But I just wanted to bring this up to ask you, James. Mm. He's written, P.S. I was high when I was watching Space Jam, which led me to this theory. So my question is, do you think they'll ever do a Marvel versus DC?
Yes. But I think there is no reason that either of them would want to do it right now.
I reckon DC might want to do it now.
Yeah, I
rub
think...
Rub some of that Marvel magic
apparently
off.
I think they've got some stuff coming out that they're very confident in.
Yeah.
Including TV shows. So I think there's no reason that they... I think maybe a couple of years ago, yeah.
Was there some rumors, maybe it was a couple of years ago, that...
Marvel was going to buy AT&T or Disney was going to buy
Warner
AT&T.
Warner Brothers were considering offloading DC to Marvel.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yes. And they did end up selling them to Discovery or something, didn't they?
Did they?
There was a merger or something recently.
Maybe.
We talked about it.
Yeah, maybe.
Look, the important thing is it doesn't matter.
That's very true.
Yeah. But, yeah, look, I'm not even that interested in it at the moment, to be honest. Are you?
A Marvel DC crossover.
Not really. Not at the moment. Like, there's some stuff already lined up that I kind of want to see first.
Yeah, right.
Including that Spider-Man trailer that's not coming out.
I kind of think also I would love to see some definitive DC characters or actors as DC characters locked down before we did a crossover.
So what, anybody in particular?
Like, I don't think I'd want to see, say, Marvel crossing over with Batman if it's the Robert Pattinson Batman, like, before... He's established as a good Batman.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Saying,
if they were like tomorrow we're doing Marvel versus DC, I'd be like, I would like to see Batman do his own thing before.
Yeah, that was my problem with the George Miller Justice League, because I was like, they're doing a Justice League movie, but it's not Christian Bale, and at that time. Armie Hammer, was Batman. I was like, who the fuck is this? Why are they doing this?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got a tweet here though.
Go on.
From Joshua Budman, who says, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. On July 26, I turn 40. What's your favorite coming-of-age movie? This is 40 is a good coming-of-age movie for turning 40.
That's true.
A very funny movie, I think.
Mm.
Stand By Me. Perks of Being a Wallflower is a more recent-ish one. Sandlot, Superbad, Stand By Me, Booksmart. I also like the movie 17 again. Zac Efron, Matthew Perry, Leslie Mann. It's a pretty funny movie, man.
Yeah.
Also, I watched it on a plane coming back from Africa along with G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra. So, you know, maybe that's why I like that movie.
Maybe that's the whole issue there. Oh, yeah, I really like Stand By Me.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I watched it.
I watched it maybe last year. It's good.
Yeah, right, okay.
Got any more?
I've
got a couple more.
Yeah, okay.
Zoltan says, I've seen several videos about how the finales of WandaVision and Loki sync up at the 27-minute mark. Have you seen this? Spoiler alert for Loki.
Say again?
The finales of WandaVision and Loki sync up at the 27th.
Okay.
So as Kang or whatever, whoever he is like, oh, the multiverse is just whatever, cut over to WandaVision and her powers are all like unveiling and
okay.
They kind of pause at the same time and so they sync up quite well.
Right.
In this theory, Sylvie killing Kang has nothing to do with the multiverse. It was all about Wanda. What do you think, coincidence or a master plan fully realized? I think it's a coincidence. But I don't know, to be honest. It does sync up weirdly. Yeah.
Huh.
But you'd probably
like
have
for
to
just a fraction of a
no,
second.
No, for like a lot of it. Yeah.
It's wild.
Mm. Okay. As like get past the point of where he doesn't know what's gonna happen in the universe.
Mm.
And that coincides with Wanda's powers like manifesting. So
interesting.
Something to think about.
It's still everything we say is something to think about, I reckon.
Well, not everything. What else, Mason?
Oh, okay, here's one.
All right, let's do it.
This is from Ryan Smallman.
Hello, Ryan Smallman.
Who you might know as doing that Robat Bat and Bat.
Oh, I do know him.
Remember that?
That's terrific. Know him. I know him.
Greetings, James and Mesa. With the release of Space Jam Lights and Noise, I found myself deeply saddened once again by the original Space Jam sequel that was cancelled called Skate Jam, which would have featured the tunes teaming up with skateboarding icon Tony Hawk. Which we mentioned, I think. Remember?
Interesting. Skate Jam.
That got me thinking of other cancelled projects that had incredible potential that still bum me out, like the Guillermo del Toro Hobbit films, Sacha Baron Cohen's R-rated Freddie Mercury biopic, Raimi Spider-Man 4, Nick Cage, Superman, and the list goes on. We'd love to hear which cancelled films you guys would have loved to have seen. Maybe you could make an episode on it.
Wow, okay. We have done some, them in the past.
Yeah.
Jeez, there's a lot, man.
Sure. You know what I like? It's not movies, but I would have loved to have seen the Hideo Kojima, Guillermo del Toro Silent Hills.
Yes.
Which people, I don't know if people remember, there was a...
Did you play the demo?
No, I never. I didn't have a PS4
I think
at the time.
That was... You'd have to buy...
A used PS3 or 4
whatever it was.
Yeah. So for people who don't know, Hideo Kojima, who made the Metal Gear games...
Yes.
He released a trailer called PT. It was just released on the PlayStation Store. You could download it for free and play it. And it was this weird horror game. And at the end of the game, this demo, it was revealed that your player character was Norman Reedus. And also it was a trailer for a Silent Hill sequel called Silent Hills.
Yes.
But then Hideo Kojima had a falling out with Konami.
Yep.
Who he made the Metal Gear games with, and they were like, we're canceling everything. So,
including you.
And then he made Death Stranding instead.
Yeah, which some people love, but to me looks like a nightmare.
Yeah. But I would have loved to have seen that because I enjoyed the Silent Hill games back in the day.
There's been some hints and whispers that they might be doing some stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't think he will, but I think they might be a remake of Silent Hills.
Okay.
Hill. Did you see they're doing Dead Space? They're remaking Dead Space?
I did see that, yeah.
It's pretty, I mean, Dead Space, not that I've played it in like a
Did you play
time.
All the Dead Spaces?
I played 1 and 2.
Okay, right.
I didn't play 3. They're really great, and I don't think you'd really need to update that game, to be honest. But
wouldn't you love to see a new generation see Dead Space?
No.
Original Dead Space?
No, I don't want anybody to see
better graphics?
It. The problem with Dead Space was that...
What you could do, James, though, is you could watch somebody play it and be like, monster's going to jump out.
I wouldn't remember it. But the problem with Dead Space is they marketed it like it was like a AAA game.
Yeah,
it was supposed to be like this big thing, and there were comics and tie-in movies and whatever. But it's like... It was just being established horror franchise, you know. So like you can't launch it like that. It's got to build like Resident Evil did, you know.
Sure.
So they kind of came at it too big too quickly, which is why they then packed the third one with microtransactions and skins and whatever, and fucked it, canceled it. But and then they shut down Visceral as well, who made it.
I would have loved to see Sacha Baron Cohen's Freddie Mercury.
Oh yeah, definitely.
As opposed to what the thing that we
got. God, that movie's awful.
Yeah,
it's an awful movie.
Yeah.
Good performances, and everybody's got the right wig, but it's not a good. It's not a good movie. Bad. I don't know. We should come back to that though.
Yeah, definitely.
I got one more from Simon who says, #WeeklyPlanetPod Weekly Planet Pod. Hey guys, I recently heard James talk about Twitch on Suggestible, and was wondering if you two follow any Twitch channels or would ever be open to streaming. I don't. I watch like Twitch highlights of certain people every now and then.
Yeah, right.
What about on YouTube? Uh-huh. What about you?
I will occasionally drop into like friend of the show's Twitch channel
just
to check out what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So like Ben Russell or Naomi Higgins or the Gamey Game channel or something like that.
Sure.
I was on, I don't know if the stream is available, but I did do a call in on Ben Russell's Twitch channel like ages ago during one of the many lockdowns. It was good fun time.
It's good.
It's a lot, Twitch. Have you noticed that?
Yeah,
there's a lot of
noise,
there's a lot
and
of
chat and
videos
bouncing
around and effects and
You kind of, I don't know. I know you can kind of do it simply and whatever, but I just can't. It's kind of like, it feels like a lot.
Yeah.
If we were to do it, I know where they film Gamey Game and do go on and a bunch of other stuff. We could probably do something like from there. If we were going to stream it, that's probably how we do it, which we might end up doing at some point, depending if we want to.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What would we stream? Playing video games?
Maybe. Or maybe we'd just like stream a show to do one of these live or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I honestly don't know. And maybe we do it through YouTube and not. Twitch necessarily, but I don't know. Is that it?
That's the whole show, James.
Thank God for
we
you.
Made it.
You can escape.
I have tumbled, let me tell you.
You're doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
Let's bloody wrap it up then.
Folks, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. Thank you for subscribing to the podcast. Thank you for telling a friend. Thank you for lying to a friend to get them to listen to the podcast. And they get to the end and they're like, hey, wait a minute. this isn't a podcast about fly fishing.
It's not.
The thing
it's
that
not.
I love.
Yeah, it's not.
I've listened to the whole thing, but I'm sort of in, I sort of enjoyed it.
Just come back next week, though. Yeah. We'll cover your fly fishing. We'll
this isn't a podcast by a guy who knows things about G.I. Joe. It's about a guy just saying stuff he vaguely remembers about G.I. Joe.
That's the same.
Yeah, it's the same, really.
That's the same.
Thank you for leaving a 5-star review. James, you got one there?
Got a couple right here, nice. Mason. This is from Dumiz, who says, I'm tired. These guys do another show called Caravan of Garbage. One of my best friends I introduced this show to called and woke me up in the middle of the night confused about the title because they reviewed in Caravan of Garbage the first Iron Man movie and had good things to say about it. I'm furious at James and Mason for ruining my sleep. 1-star, but he did give us a 5-star, and you can just do that in-app. Much appreciated. Just like Savhand, who says, a pig rolling down a hill, 5 stars. Love James and Meso. They are a hoot. They've been my friends through many sleepless nights and monotonous chores. I'm a nurse, and getting to have a laugh on my way home and listen to Red Hot Comic Movie News means so much to me. Become a weekly whacker to do today. Thank you.
Thank you.
To everybody who reviews the show.
Folks, if you want to get into contact with us, you can go to weeklyplanetpod@gmail, at Facebook, at Twitter, at Bandcamp. You can go to planetbroadcasting.com. You can sign up to the newsletter from the great Rob Collings. He's at Raw Collings on Twitter. He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. I am Wikipedia Brown on Twitter. And on Instagram, I'm Nick Maso, N-I-C-K-M-A-S-E-A-U. James, you're Mr. Sunday Movies everywhere.
All platforms, all the time.
If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies. You can chuck in a buck or, in fact, any amount you wish.
That's right, that's right.
You can also go to bigsandwich.co for $9 per month. You get all sorts of bonus podcasts and early videos and movie commentaries and all kinds of stuff.
That's right. It's the best
great
thing.
Fun over there.
It's the best thing that'll ever happen to you.
That's exactly right.
Mason.
Thank you. We've got some t-shirts on tpublic.com. I mean, we do. Other people do also. Just search whatever. The Weekly Planet. Find the weirdest one. You can only buy the midlife crisis t-shirt, though, if you're actually having a midlife crisis or you're like 15 and it's funny.
Yeah.
Wear a t-shirt that says midlife crisis.
Anything around that?
Yeah, yeah.
Anything like outside of that, you can't do
no,
it.
No, it's wrong and rude.
It's rude.
It's rude, right? Go to the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Facebook group if you want to have some fun chats about podcasts and pop culture, or go to the Weekly Planet Reddit, or in fact a Discord if you know what a Discord is.
I know what a Discord is. You don't need to tell me what a Discord is. I don't know what it is, mate. You do need to tell me what it is.
I don't know. I know less about Discords than I know about G.I. Joe. And I don't know much about G.I. Joe.
Could you do a show about Discords? If I was like, come back next week and tell us all about Discords.
Absolutely, yeah.
Great.
Yeah. I just read the Wikipedia page verbatim. Great. Folks, thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rack and for all our musical themes. If you could thank them personally, that would be great.
That's right.
And that's the show next week. Who knows what we're going to talk about? Are you checking the news real quick?
Has anything happened? I'm just looking what's going on.
Has anything happened in Comic-Con since we've started?
No. Wow. Oh, I just do want to mention this. Some people have said that actually those accelerator suits were from a G.I. Joe animated series from like 2006. Mm. It's a coincidence.
Because the Stephen Summers thing or whatever.
I know they may have designed some of it off that, but it's a coincidence. Stay out of my mentions.
Stay out of James's menchies. Yeah. God.
No, there's no. There doesn't seem to be any more news.
What a big Comic Con this year.
Well, you know, it's the pandemic. What do you do? You know what I mean?
Exactly. It's the panty whanny.
Again, the only article I could find is from IGN. It's from like Friday, I think.
Yeah.
Best Comic Con collectibles for 2021. I'll go to the San Diego Comic Con official Twitter page.
Yep.
Should have looked at this earlier. Destination Fear's getting a panel. No, this is a fucking ghost town, mate. Anyway, you got to get out of here. I apologize. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Grab that jammy, guys. We will see you next week.
And goodbye.
That's right.
I got to put that bloody end sting in, mate.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Every breath you take.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.